Well, Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to St. George's. If I haven't met you before, my name's Victor, and I'm one of the ministers here. And I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to Christmas. I wonder what you're looking forward to for Christmas. Are you looking forward to the presents? Maybe that roast turkey, if that's what you do. Maybe the family celebrations? Perhaps not. I'm not sure. But one of the things that I'm actually looking forward to this Christmas is Boxing Day. And because on Boxing Day, The Hobbit Part 2 will come out. How good is that going to be? I may not have told you before, but see, The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit are two of my favourite books. And I love the movies of The Lord of the Rings. I quite enjoyed the first Hobbit film, and so I can't wait to see the next one. And if you haven't read them or seen the films, they're kind of about this epic struggle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. And the whole of The Lord of the Rings is pervaded with a growing dread at the shadow that is spreading across all of Middle-earth. And so there's this unlikely plan which is hatched to defeat the forces of darkness. And it turns out that these two little people of the world, two hobbits, are sent into the heart of darkness to destroy the ring of power and so defeat the evil lord. Now, it may be a little bit of a longbow, but I think Christmas is a little bit like that story. So come with me for a moment. See, in the birth of Jesus, what we celebrate at Christmas, we heard it in that reading from Isaiah. It says, the light has dawned. And so I invite you to reflect with me just for a few brief moments this evening on what it means that the light has dawned. And it means at least two things. First, the light has dawned because we live in the land of darkness. And second, the light has dawned because Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. So first, the light has dawned because we live in the land of darkness. See, we live in the land of shadow, the land of deep darkness. It's night now. It's very warm and friendly and cozy in here. And it might not look like we live in darkness most of the time. The world is so often full of sunlight, warm and joy. But there's times for all of us, if we're honest, that the world does appear as if it's shrouded in shadow. Whether it's the disappointments that we face in life, the failure we experience, maybe others failing us or our own failures, the anxiety or despair of a troubled mind, grief at a recent loss, and perhaps, worst of all, the shame and fear at a lurking darkness that lives within our own hearts that sometimes drives us to damage ourselves and others. And if we can raise our eyes from the horizon of our own navel, we see that land of darkness played out on our TV screens. You know, the horrors of war in Syria and other countries in the Arab Spring as it turns to winter. And that's just one of a region of many conflicts across the world. You know, things like the evil of sex trafficking and child prostitution, grinding poverty of the world's poor, the exploitation of the environment, a pall of industrial smog that threatens to slowly cook our planet. Well, it's into this context, into this world, that the words of the prophet Isaiah speak. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And that light, it turns out, is the birth of a little baby in a feeding trough for animals in Palestine 2,000 years ago. But see, the prophet isn't finished. See, he wrote 700 years before Jesus' birth, and this is what he says. For to us a child is born, To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, and he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing justice and righteousness from that time on until forever. This baby born is none other than the King, God's King, the King of the whole universe. Where there's confusion and deception, grief and despair, he is the Wonderful Counselor. Where there is war and strife, he is the Prince of Peace. In him, all may find peace with God and with their brother. Where there is evil, corruption, and tyranny, he is the one who will ultimately rule the nations and peoples of this earth. And he will establish justice, and he will put all things right. And that is our prayer and hope at Christmas, that one day God would bring peace on earth through his Son, Christ the King. And so on the one hand, Jesus is light for us because we dwell in the land of the shadow of death. But on the other hand, Jesus is light. The light has dawned on us in Jesus because Jesus is the radiance of the Father's glory. See, Jesus is the light we need because of who he is. He can do and be all those things. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, because of who he is. Our second reading puts it like this. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. You know, all that's wrong with the world, all that I said earlier and much more, might be taken and is taken by some as evidence of God's inaction or perhaps even his non-existence. You might have heard the argument. It goes something like this. If God's all loving, then he'd want to do something about all the suffering and evil in this world. And if he was all powerful, then he could do something. But suffering exists, and therefore God does not. But the news of Christmas is that the light has dawned on those living in darkness. And not just over the horizon, peeking in. No, no, the light has come down, descended into that dark veil. The one who is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, this one has become one of those like you and me, living under the shadow of death. And this is the incredible truth of Christmas, that God the Son stepped down from his throne in heaven into time, into space, 2,000 years ago, into our history, and became a human being, one of us, flesh and blood, just like you and I, the one whom the whole universe could not contain, took up residence within the womb of the Virgin. The same blood that courses through our veins ran through his too. I don't know whether you feel that God is distant and far off, or perhaps that amidst the smorgasbord of the world's religions, that God should have made himself clearer. Well, the message of Christmas is this, that God has spoken by his Son. He has made himself known through, incredibly, unbelievably, through this baby born. On Christmas morning, God, our Savior, has become God, our brother. And so as you see the lights and enjoy the celebration this Christmas, let me encourage you, may they guide you like the star to the baby in the manger, Christ the Lord. I don't know what's going on in your life at the moment or how things are between you and God or between you and your neighbours, but my prayer for you this Christmas is that you might find Jesus to be what he is, but what he is for you. The wonderful counsellor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. My prayer is that his light may shine into the dark places of your life and bring you hope and joy. And with the wise men, may you come and lay your gifts at his feet, your hopes and fears, your gifts and energies, your heart, your mind, your strength, your all. Come and worship Christ the King, the newborn King. As much as I love getting lost in the world of Middle Earth, and it is pretty good, I am looking forward to Boxing Day, the world of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, truth be told, is nothing when compared to Christmas. Because this is what we celebrate and sing about at Christmas, the true story of the real victory of the light come into the world, the real victory of the light over the darkness, the Prince of Heaven, born as one of us, come in the flesh to rescue us and raise us to glory. Hark the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings. Risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. May God bless you and keep you this Christmas, and may Jesus be the light of your life. Amen.